Never Be Sick Again. Health is a Choice. Learn How to Choose It. Authors Raymond Francis and Kester Cotton. One Disease, Two Causes, Six Pathways. Humans experience only one disease. All disease is the result of malfunctioning cells. This theory of malfunctioning cells cuts through the confusion of health and disease and provides a unifying understanding of what keeps people well or makes them sick. How the body works. Our bodies have an amazing capacity to heal, but they are more vulnerable than you may realize. You need to understand how to tap that capacity for healing and how to avoid what makes you sick. Many dangers around us go unrecognized, but they take a toll every day. Cells have needs that must be met if they're to function well. If your cells are healthy, your body will not become sick. If your cells do not receive what they need, or they're damaged or poisoned, they'll stop working right and you'll become sick. Healthy cells refuse disease. People alive today are far sicker than most of us recognize, and they die decades sooner than their genetic potential. Healthy life, well past 100 years old, should be our birthright. Healthy equals positive minus negative things. The quality of your health is determined by the positive things you do for your body, minus the negatives you do to your body. This concept is not complicated, unique, or original. It's simply the truth. Accurate information about what is positive and good for you and what is not does not come easily. Contradictory information and myths circulate, and people disseminate opinions as if they were facts. To choose health, you must know how to distinguish between good choices and bad choices. You can become healthy or sick through six different pathways. All you need to know at any point in time is in which direction you're going along each of the pathways and to make corrections. Making healthy choices with respect to all six pathways is what empowers the body to regulate and repair itself. Leaving the good life. Our lifestyles have changed along with the evolution of what is broadly called modern civilization. Since the Industrial Revolution, changes have occurred in how we grow our foods, what kinds of foods we consume, and what we put into the environment. We significantly compromise our health with chronic stress, bad habits, and lack of positive emotions and meaningful relationships, not to mention the damaging outcomes of symptom management by modern medicine. Pathway 1, Nutrition. Misinformation, we tend to make irrational and harmful decisions. A diet that focuses on anything other than meeting the nutritional needs of cells allows your body to get sick. The four worst food choices, comprising the bulk of average worldwide diet and disastrous to the health of our population, are sugar, white flour, processed oils, and dairy products. Sugar wreaks havoc. Sugar, even in small amounts, is detrimental. Just 2 teaspoons of sugar has a significant hormonal and nutritional impact for several hours, throwing the body out of balance and into a state of biochemical chaos. In this state of chaos, your body constantly tries to restore its balance, but never quite succeeds. White flour, quick and destructive. Wheat is a good and nutritious food, but by the time wheat gets ground up and processed into white flour, it bears little resemblance to wheat. White flour is an anti-nutrient. Almost all of the nutrients once contained in wheat are lost in the process of creating white flour, causing your body to be robbed of the nutrients, similar to what happens when you eat sugar. Fats and oils. Consider the vast numbers of products made with these toxic oils, such as salad dressings, breakfast cereals, crackers, chocolates, candy, potato chips, and fried foods. The solution is to eat essential fats and avoid hydrogenated and other trans fats. The truth about milk. Milk's reputation as a highly notorious food is undeserved. In reality, modern milk is highly toxic and allergenic make-believe food. Milk doesn't do a body any good, but rather milk robs calcium from bones. The protein in cow milk metabolizes to strong acids, which can be harmful. So instead, the body uses the calcium to neutralize those acids, thereby robbing your bones and other tissues in the process. Coffee, a boost with a big price. In addition to the four worst choices, one more dietary habit is worth mentioning because of its huge negative impact on health: drinking coffee. The caffeine does not create or sustain long-term energy. It just hypes the system by overstimulating the adrenal glands, which ultimately carries a long-term price. Caffeine increases the amount of sugar in the blood and provides an energy lift, but it also throws body chemistry out of balance. Pathway 2, toxin. Toxins interfere with normal cell function, thereby causing malfunctions. We are exposed to toxins in various ways: in the air we breathe, the water we drink, the clothes we wear, and the food we eat. Microwaves, a fast track to trouble. Cooking food is not a good idea, especially at high temperatures, but cooking in microwave ovens may be even worse. Microwaving changed the chemistry of food fundamentally, lowering nutritional content and producing unique toxins. Microwaves with enormous amounts of energy break apart water molecules and cause them to react with the food in ways that they would not do otherwise. These reactions create a lot of strange, new molecules that are unnatural to the human body. Some of them are toxic and carcinogenic. Caution: contaminated water. Minimize tap water consumption. Drink high-quality distilled or spring water, preferably in glass containers, to avoid toxins from plastics. Purchase from companies willing to provide you with chemical analysis of their water. Another alternative is to drink tap water purified by a filter that uses reverse osmosis. Pathway 3, psychological. Our thoughts and emotions trigger a cascade of biochemical reactions that either enhance or damage health. How we react to various life events and how we respond to our thoughts and emotions are choices that can damage or enhance cellular health. The significance and impacts of the factors associated with this pathway may indeed be more important than all the nutrients and toxins we put into our bodies, perhaps even more important than all the other pathways put together. Pathway 4, physical. Our mental lifestyle is excessively fast-paced, and this, together with a high incidence of sleep deprivation, means that often we are chronically and seriously stressed. Lack of exercise makes a person more susceptible to mental illness. Exercise is an excellent stress management technique. Pathway 5, genetic. Most genes require some sort of trigger, environmental or psychological, in order for them to express. Just because a certain trait, bad or good, runs in the family does not mean that every person in the family possesses that trait or will express it, even if they possess it. We often worry far more than we need about genetic inheritance. Most important is the environment you create for your cells, based on what you eat and how you live your life. In certain circumstances are present, then a person's genes express in a particular way. If other circumstances are present, those same genes express in a different way. Pathway 6, medical. Many medical procedures, including surgery, medical x-rays and radiation, physically damage the body and ultimately cause malfunction and disease. This physical damage can lead to genetic damage. Genetic mutations can cause cancer and other diseases and may be passed to future generations. Many of diagnostic tests are inaccurate, present more risk than benefit, and alternatives often are safer and more effective. The only time these tests are justified are when safety is clearly in question, and only when the results of the test would require action. Avoid tests that simply provide information. The healer in you. Regardless of which medical treatments you choose, understand how the treatments actually work and how they affect your cells. Remember that you are in charge and you must take responsibility for your own health by supporting your body's natural abilities to repair and regulate itself. As you consider your lifestyle and identify the areas that must change, take a close look at your overall perspective on health and disease. Health is something we all want, yet so few of us give it serious thought until we get sick.